This story takes some complex twists and turns, so please listen closely. But this is for all parents, all believers who are on the fence, but especially all parents who are standing firm on not getting themselves or their children jabbed with this death shot. I don't like doing these impromptu news bits, but this one came to me from two different locations down under in emails today. And even though those folks don't know it yet, but those two different emails are dovetailing together in a way that I think it's a perfect opportunity for me to share why it's so important to come out from among them. Let me start by sharing with you a video by Tim Truth, who I think he's somewhat sincere and he's trying to do the right thing and tell the truth about a lot of things, but he brings up a story about a baby in New Zealand who's being stolen by the New Zealand government because the parents don't want the baby to have tainted, jabbed, donated blood for his operation. The baby's only 4 months old. Let me play the clip for you here, and I'll get into it a little better after we play the clip.
Hey, everybody. Absolutely horrible news today. We just got word that baby Will has been kidnapped by the New Zealand government. This is an absolute atrocity. So the parents didn't want the baby boy, just a few months old, to be injected with a blood transfusion from a vaccinated person. They didn't want the mRNA or the lipid nanoparticles in the baby's body. And I think with good reason. I would, of course, sympathize and understand if somebody didn't care and just wanted whatever blood they could get. But I absolutely have compassion for these parents not wanting to give this experimental vaccine by proxy to their beloved baby boy. So the state, to punish the parents who wanted the operation and had a bunch of donors lined up, the blood was available. But in a punitive fashion, the state decided to seize guardianship, if you want to call it that. I think that's a misnomer. But basically kidnapped the baby and are going through with the procedure, presumably with mRNA-tainted blood.
Okay, so you see there, this baby is being taken away from its parents by the state. And the way Tim Truth delivers it, and he goes into it a little bit more throughout the rest of the video too, which is a long video. If I can, I'll try and leave a link in the description. And because Tim Truth and some of the people he has as voices on his tape talk so much about politics and even Roman Catholicism and what have you, as though somehow those things are going to help, I had to stop and take over and show you folks that the real problem is that people are ignorantly yet placing all their trust and their social status lawfully in Caesar's jurisdiction. If you want to watch the whole thing, I haven't seen the whole thing. I saw enough of it, the first quarter of it, enough for me to want to say, okay, I have to stop here and I got to put together a video to show why it's so important to tie these two stories together. The second video that came to me today, which actually came first, was a young woman asking me about marriage licenses. Some of the younger folks down there wanting to get married. Of course, they don't want the marriage license. You know, the question summarized in my direction was basically, is this a good description of why we don't want a marriage license? And so I thought, all right, well, I'll take the 15 minutes to watch this video. And I did. And what I'm going to do here now is I'm going to play the whole video for you, the 15-minute video. And at one point, I'm going to stop it and show you what's so seriously wrong with this video. Although, up to the point that I stop it, he tells a lot of really good truth. And then after that, I'm going to explain to you folks why we've got to be very careful about what we watch, who we trust to tell us the truth about certain things, and why, bottom line, we've got to come out from among the system the right way, completely. And I'll explain more after this video. But here's a fella. I'm not going to endorse this fella at all, and you'll see why when I interrupt him near the end of this video.
Thing I wanted to go over with you, and it has to do with the marriages we talked about yesterday, with the blueprint of a marriage. And this was derived from a conversation, an enlightening conversation with the Marriage License Bureau of Arizona. Okay. About 20 years ago, my former wife filed for divorce. We had 7 children, 5 daughters and 2 sons. our youngest at the time. Our second son was 5 years old. At the time I prepared a counterclaim to the petition for dissolution her attorney filed in domestic relations court. I met one afternoon with the head of the Maricopa County Superior Court Marriage License Bureau in downtown Phoenix. The Marriage License Bureau was headed by a young woman of about the age of 25. I asked her to explain to me the general and statutory implications of the marriage license. She was very cooperative and called in an assistant, a tall black man who at the time was working on an operations manual for internal departmental use. She deferred for most technical explanations to her assistant. He walked through the technicalities of the marriage license as it operates in Arizona. He mentioned that marriage licensing is pretty much the same in the other states, but there are a few slight differences here and there. One significant difference he mentioned was that Arizona was one of 8 Western states that are community property states. The other states are common law states, including Utah, with the exception of Louisiana, which is a Napoleonic Code state. Yeah, they're under the Napoleonic Code. Louisiana, when I go down there and work on cases, it's a whole different thing.
I mean, I knew they were kind of their own country, but...
Pretty much. Yeah. He then explained some of the technicalities of the marriage license. He said, first of all, the marriage license is a secular contract between the parties and the state. The state is the principal party in the contract. The husband and wife are secondary or inferior parties. The secular contract is a 3-way contract between the state as principal and the husband and wife as the other 2 legs of the contract, just like the blueprint yesterday. He said, in the traditional sense, a marriage is a covenant between the husband and wife and God. But in a secular contract with the state, reference to God is a dotted line and not officially considered included in the secular contract at all. Exactly like the blueprint of a marriage on the United States Patent and Trademark Office, okay? He said, if the husband and wife wish to include God as a party in their marriage, that is a dotted line, they will have to add in their own minds the state's marriage license is strictly secular. He said further, that what he meant by the relationship to God being a dotted line meant that the state regards any mention of God as irrelevant, even meaningless. In his description of the marriage license contract, the related one other dotted line, he said in a traditional religious context, marriage was a covenant between the husband and wife, and God with husband and wife joined as one. This is accomplished with a recording in a family Bible with 3 witnesses. Where do you think I came up with this stuff, right? I don't just invent things, okay? I research, I find it, I figure it out, and then I present it. This is not the case in the secular realm of the state's marriage license contract. The state is the principal or dominant party. The husband and wife are merely contractually joined as business partners, not in any religious union. Okay? They may even be considered, he said, connected to each other just by a dotted line. The picture he was trying to paint was that of a triangle with the state at the top and a solid line extending from the apex. The state down the left, I didn't even find on the United States Patent and Trademark Office website the patent of a marriage until long after this, years after this. He was describing it to a T, and then I found it and I go, oh my gosh, here it is. It's patented. It's a patented process. Just drives me crazy. Okay. The dotted line merely showing that they consider themselves to have entered into a religious unit of some sort is irrelevant to the state. Marriage license secular contract diagram. State is primary in the party. The husband-wife is secondary in the party. He further mentions that this religious overtone is recognized by the state by requiring that the marriage must be solemnized either by a state official or by a minister of religion that has been deputized by the state. That's why the preacher has to get licensed by the state to perform a marriage. He's deputized by the state, which makes him an agent, right? Well, go ask your bishop if you can get married in the temple without a state license. Tell me what he says.
No, the answer is no.
I know that. Okay. That's because they've commercialized. Goes back to the attorney running the church. Okay? So the minister of religion that has been deputized by the state to perform the marriage ceremony and make a return of the signed and executed marriage license back to the state. So it's his responsibility to return it signed by him as agent. Again, he emphasized that marriage is a strictly secular relationship so far as the state is concerned, and because it is looked upon as a privileged business enterprise. So you just go into business with your wife when you marry her with the state, right? Yeah. Various tax advantages and other political privileges have become attached to the marriage license contract that have nothing at all to do with the marriage as a religious covenant or a bond between God and a man or a woman. By way of reference, if you would like to read a legal treatise on marriage, one of the best is a book called Principles of Community Property by William D. Funiak. At the outset, he explains that community property law descends from the Roman civil law through the Spanish codes dating as far back as 600 AD, written by the Spanish jurisconsults. In the civil law, the marriage is considered to be a for-profit venture or a profit-making venture, even though it may never actually produce a profit in operation. And as the wife goes out to the local market to purchase foodstuffs and other supplies for the marriage household, she is replenishing the stocks of the business and or its inventory. To restate, in the civil law, the marriage is considered to be a business venture. Moreover, as children come into the marriage household, the business venture is considered to have borne fruit. Now back to the explanation by the Maricopa County Superior Court Marriage Bureau's administrative assistants. He went on to explain that every contract must have consideration. The state offers consideration in the form of the actual license itself, the piece of paper, the certificate of marriage. The other part of the consideration by the state is the privilege to be regulated by your statutes. By their statutes, yeah.
Just through being married.
Isn't that a privilege?
Yeah.
Once you change your status, you can rescind your contracts. I actually have a document that I used for myself to annul the state of Nevada, because that's where I got married.
Okay.
So I took the state out of the contract. He added that this privilege to be regulated by statute includes all related statutes, and all court cases, as they are ruled on by the courts, and all statutes and regulations into the future in the years following the commencement of the marriage. He said, in a way, the marriage license contract is dynamic or flexible. What did we talk about the word dynamic means yesterday in the law? To keep moving, just keep moving. So it's flexible, it keeps moving. Ever-changing contract as time goes along, even though the husband and wife doesn't realize that. My thought on this is that it can really be considered a true contract as one becomes aware of the failure by the state to make full disclosure of the terms and conditions. But remember, in court, presumption and assumptions so must be repudiated in all aspects or you give over jurisdiction. A contract must be entered into knowingly, intelligently, intentionally, and with full informed consent. Otherwise, technically, there is no contract. But you go to try telling the court that when you're a citizen, right? They could care less. The marriage license contract with the state is a contract of adhesion, a contract between two disparate, unequal parties. Again, a flawed contract. Such a contract with the state is said to be a specific performance contract as to the privileges, duties, and responsibilities that are attached. Consideration on the part of the husband and wife is the fee paid for the application and the implied agreement to be subject to the state's statutes, rules, and regulations in all court cases ruled on, regulated to marriage law, family law, children, and property. So the minute you fill out the application and pay the fee, you just bound yourself to the state statutes, rules, regulations, all court cases relating to marriage law, family law, children, and property.
Which essentially took all your rights away.
Yeah. Yeah, they took away your unalienable rights and gave you privileges and bound you to their contract just by going down and paying the fee and filling out the application and getting married. When you could have took the family Bible, you could buy a Deseret Industries for $40, recorded on the first few pages, take a scanned copy of it, write a little affidavit, and go record it on the county recorder's office, and you're just as legally married. But now, not with the state, but with you, your wife, and God. That's the proper way to get married. That's the way we got married for hundreds of years.
Okay, did you hear the last 20 seconds there? The part about the Bible and writing your name into the Bible, that's fine. That I agree with that. And I agree with a lot of the stuff that he said prior to that, aside from a few very minor details, but basically he's right. The state basically owns your children when you give them to them with a state marriage license. But what does he say? He says, you write your names into the Bible when you get married. And then what does he say? Here's where the problem starts. He says, well, you scan it and you write a little affidavit and you take it to the county clerk's office and you record it and you enter it there. Then what does he say? He says, this is the way it's been done for hundreds of years. Oh, really? Well, first, there was no way to scan it, and you didn't have to register your children. Registration of children didn't start till about 100 years ago in any country. Or there were some communist countries that were doing stuff like that, but in general, free countries, we had nothing like that. So what's going on here? This is a shill. I've watched a lot of these men for many, many years. Close to 30 years now. There was one called Tim Turner, I think was his name. I'm not sure. But he was very slick. He used to tell you how to get out of the system, how to rescind all your papers from the government, get free and break free. And then he'd tell you, then you take all your papers and you put your thumbprint on the paper and send that in. Oh, is that right? No, now they have an actual thumbprint of the person that's a dissenter. And you just gave them positive identification on you that you are a dissenter. But because you're not claiming Yahweh's citizenship, his authority and jurisdiction over you, and you're just simply sending more paperwork into your own government, they still have jurisdiction over you. You are still their possession. You're still their slave. But now you're one of their problem slaves. And yeah, it's quite shocking what he's doing to people when you realize what he's really saying here. A trained ear like my own will perk up when it hears these things because I'm familiar with these guys. But here, I'm going to play it for you again. Now listen close.
When you could have took the family Bible, you could buy a Deseret Industries for $40, recorded on the first few pages, take a scanned copy of it, write a little affidavit, and go record it on the county recorder's office, and you're just as legally married. But now, not with the state, but with you, your wife, and God. That's the proper way to get married. That's the way we got married for hundreds of years.
There have been quite a few men I've seen like that over the years. And people will fall for it, and they'll do exactly what they're told to do. My friends, Levi rose up, left all, and followed him. And that's all you have to do to come out of the system. And as far as your children are concerned and your marriage license, no, you don't register anything with the government. You don't have to scan anything. You write your name in the family Bible. That's for your family's purposes, not the government. You don't have to scan it and take a copy down with an affidavit to the clerk's office. That's a bunch of malarkey. The whole thing's a scam. They know a lot of people are coming out of the system, and it's happening in droves. And they're keeping people like me very well shielded on the net. If they can't shut us up in one way, they're shutting us up in other ways. And a lot of my close friends know how they're trying to do that with me. But they're not going to shut me up because I have too many people I love that I'm not going to stop until one day my cold, dead fingers are no longer writing and pushing buttons on my editing programs, okay? I'm going to continue to tell the truth. While all the wimpy preachers are telling you to sign this or sign that and make the government happy, no, that's wimpy preachers. Those are all Jesuits. They're in 501c3 churches. They're selling you out down the river. My friends, just simply come out from among them, be separate. You don't have to sign or register anything with the government, especially newborn babies. Your children are yours. They're a gift to you from Yahweh. The Heavenly Father gave you those children. It's a gift from Him, not from the state. And if you then turn around and give those children to the state under a marriage license, as you just heard, he had a lot of the stuff true. But at the end, after he hooks you in and draws you in real good, he then gets people to turn around and register their marriage in another way and their children in another way. Forgive me if there's a few bumps and turns in this one. But now you can see why baby Will was taken away, because they have the same kind of law system in New Zealand as they do in the United States, as they do in Australia, in England, Germany, all the free nation countries in the world are doing the same thing. They're pushing the envelope as far as they can do it. And why are they getting away with it? Because a lot of people don't know what we know about coming out of the system and standing with Yahweh. If you stand with Yahweh and just come out of the system and you make a verbal proclamation to anybody who asks you, who do you worship? Who is your God? And you stand with Yahweh without question, without doubt, without hesitation. He'll stand with you without doubt and without hesitation. But you've got to stand with Him, and you've got to live your life by His laws, His statutes, His judgments, and His jurisdictional authority over you, not Caesar's. So again, I'm sorry if this is a little bit on the bumpy side, but now you can see how this all fits together. They're doing this to a lot of people worldwide because we, through our marriage licenses, have given our children to the state. They're fruit of the business, as you just heard him say. And none of us are stepping out of the system to proclaim Yahweh's jurisdiction and protections over our children at the same time, because we fear losing our comforts. Please help us wake people up. We've all got to come out from among them and stand in our faith, pointing at the righteousness of a government built on love, come of a Heavenly Father that loves us all and wants us simply to stop sinning against one another. In the name of Yeshua, the Son of that wonderful God, for the glory of Yahweh Himself, I thank you for your time. Blessings to you all. The love of your soul.